Support for WPR comes from WIPS with Toward One Wisconsin, a conference on equity, diversity, and inclusion, May 7th and 8th in Eau Claire. Registration information and more is at t1w.org.
And now, bookmarks. This week's reading suggestion comes from Mishi Harman, host of the Hebrew language radio show Israel Story.
Today I want to talk to you about my favorite book, which is called A Tale of Love and Darkness, and it's by the Israeli author Amos Oz, and it came out about 12 years ago. The book is an autobiographical novel in which Amos Oz goes back to the scenes of his childhood in Jerusalem in the 40s and 50s, and he weaves together these tales of his ancestors in these small Ukrainian shtetls and Russian villages coming to the hot Levant of the British Mandate and mingling with local Arabs in colorful markets, and these scenes of people dancing in the street after they hear on the radio that the UN decided to partition the land and create a Jewish state and the establishment of the state and the bloody war of independence. And with all of these historic events happening more personally, he tells the story of living in this small one-bedroom apartment full of books and atlases with parents in a completely dysfunctional marriage, and how ultimately he leaves his father's home when he's 15 and he moves to a kibbutz, and the sort of last straw is that he changes his family name from the European-sounding Klausner to the Israeli, almost militant-sounding Oz, which means strength or might. I first read this book during my first year in the army, and it met me at a particularly meaningful time when, for the first time really, I was trying to navigate between these two main tenets of my upbringing at home: loving your country and serving it proudly on the one hand, and being a liberal, socially minded humanitarian who's all into peace with our neighbors on the other. And here I was in the army, and these two tenets seemed to clash every day. But A Tale of Love and Darkness was this illuminating map for me, which kind of showed me the way to reconcile these two ideas. And here Amos Oz, this high priest of the left, was not apologetic about our right to live here and our right for a Jewish state, and also not afraid to be just as forceful about the Palestinians' right to live here and for them to have a state. So for years, until today really, I often pick up the book and open it at a random chapter, and I tour with it in the streets of Jerusalem and imagine with it, kind of nostalgically, what Jerusalem, my beautiful city, was like 65 years ago. And you know, it's almost impossible to imagine how much Jerusalem has changed since then and grown and become more religious and less tolerant and more divisive. But in many ways, it's also the same Jerusalem in which I grew up. The same streets, the same smells, the same neighborhood characters that you can recognize. And that's, I think, what I really like about the book, that it is both very foreign and at the same time completely familiar.
That was Israel Story radio host Mishi Harman. He recommends A Tale of Love and Darkness by Amos Oz. You can hear more bookmarks on our website at ttbook.org.